News Talk 1110, KBND, and checking the marketplace, markets have actually opened down this morning. Dow is down 43 points at 12,170. NASDAQ is down 23 points. S&P 500 is down 6.8. Something that's not down, the Portland Trail Blazers. And with all the good news, Dave Jarvis has it. Hey, Dave.
Well, no tears last night in the Miami locker room, at least none that we heard about, but the Heat did lose again. Blazers handed Miami their fifth straight loss, this one 105-96 in Miami. Blazer guard Andre Miller says this was a huge victory for them.
Yeah, we needed that win. Tried to bring some energy down that stretch. It could have easily went the other way. You know, it was back and forth a little bit, but we was able to make some plays. Brandon hit a big shot. Wes hit a big shot. Everybody stepped up and made plays.
LaMarcus Aldridge scored 26. Gerald Wallace added 22 plus 9 rebounds in his best game as a Blazer. Brandon Roy played 23 minutes, scored 14 points as Portland won its seventh straight road victory, which is the third best streak in Blazer history. Other winners last night in the league were Golden State, the Lakers, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and Phoenix. It's an off night for the Blazers. In fact, they will play again on Friday, but plenty of basketball coming your way today. High school bracket play underway, and Bend has the first game at 1:30 this afternoon. Mountain View follows at 3:15, and then Ducks in Pac-10 play tonight at 8. We will have all three of those games for you right here on KBND. Portland coach Nate McMillan will be Portland coach Nate McMillan for at least two more years. Blazers yesterday signed him to a two-year contract extension. McMillan is in the last year of a six-year deal and had asked earlier for an extension. Took their time getting it done, but they got it done, and it's a good thing because if he hadn't landed with the Blazers again, he would have probably landed in L.A., and you don't want to have McMillan coaching against you with the Lakers. His accomplishments, by the way, include two straight 50-win seasons. And three more teams secured automatic NCAA tournament berths with conference title wins last night. Butler beat Milwaukee for the Horizon League title, Arkansas Little Rock topped North Texas to win the Sun Belt title, and Oakland ousted Oral Roberts to claim the Summit League crown. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
What a great day to be a Blazer fan today.
Oh, no kidding. They are on a roll. They take down Miami and Orlando in consecutive nights. You have to love that.
Yeah, very, very good. All right, Donna James, big basketball fan.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I did play basketball with the Harlem Globetrotters once.
You did?
I did.
Against, not with.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, did Meadowlark shame you?
He shamed me, and he walked me back to my seat and told me that was my place in this world. I was like, oh, righty then.
Just warm the bench here for us, would you?
Exactly. Well, coming up in the news, a judge has granted a Bend man accused of rape leeway to go move to Portland. I'm going to tell you about that. Also, we've got foreclosure questions as they are putting a halt to some Central Oregon foreclosures. I'm sure that's a relief for some folks and a big, big fundraiser tomorrow night that you're not going to want to miss.
All right. It's all coming your way. As far as what's going on with our traffic and weather, it's 10 till 7 o'clock. It's brought to you by American Painting. They are going to give away a ride in the KBND traffic copter for you and your child. The deal is your child needs to send us an email and tell us why they deserve the ride. It's as simple as that. Go to talk@kbnd.com. Send us your email. Winners will be chosen monthly. Locally, though, no word of any problems or slowdowns on the roads. We'll give you an update with the copter in the air in about 30 minutes.